Hello and welcome to the Young Uns Podcast, Jennifer Reed. So I maybe should have taken a breath before I said that. It sounds like I was welcoming Jennifer Reed to the podcast. And if Jennifer Reed is listening to the Young Uns Podcast, then welcome to the Young Uns Podcast. But I was saying the name Jennifer Reed because she is this week's guest. And I was just about to tell you who she was. So what I should have done was this. Welcome to the Young Uns Podcast. Jennifer Reed is a performer of 19th century industrial broadside ballad and Lancashire dialect work song. There you go. I've done it both ways now. You can hear the difference. I'd like to think they could use that in some media lecture, perhaps. There you go. It wasn't a mistake. It was a demonstration. We'll be talking about her experience with Mark Radcliffe and the Hairy Bikers. She'll be singing some songs, and there'll be a Lancashire dialect quiz. And this was recorded in September 2017 as part of one of our Young'uns weekends, where a small group of people come with us for a weekend of workshops, games, quizzes, and we often do the Young Uns podcast with guests as well. And as I say, we're sort of wading through the backlog of gig clips and guest appearances that I've been too busy or lazy to get round to dealing with. Now, I must apologise. I didn't realise that the microphone was going to pick me up as much as it was, so in the choruses of the songs, I am rather loud. You're going to get me slurring away through the choruses of the songs. And there's also a little bit of an odd bit where Bob the Builder makes quite a few appearances. And that's because Jennifer said Bob Dylan, but I heard Bob the Builder. I've genuinely no idea why I heard Bob the Builder, but I heard Bob the Builder. I'm assuming that everybody else in the audience heard Bob Dylan. It became a bit of a theme, and I made a few jokes about Bob the Builder, but it didn't really make any sense, because no one ever explained to me, or I didn't hear anyone explain. Sean did try to explain, but I didn't hear it. No one explained that she said Dylan, not Bob the Builder. So I just keep making these Bob the Builder references that don't really make any sense in the context. It's as if I deliberately thought, oh, Bob, oh, I'll say Bob the Builder, that'll be funny, and just keep making references to Bob the Builder. So I think that really confused Jennifer. I think she thought I was a bit of an idiot, to be honest. But from September 2017, Manchester, it's the Young Uns Podcast with Jennifer Reed.
Well, I'm going to just ask you straight out for your job description. If someone asked you what you do, what would you describe it as?
I am simply the preeminent broadside balladress of the Manchester region.
Oh, wait, does that enlighten anybody as to what Jen does there?
No. No.
I sing Industrial Revolution work song and Lancashire dialect.
There we go. A chat-up line that never fails at the bar. There we go. Before we get into anything, we should maybe just launch into a bit of a song, maybe. What kind of thing would you like to start us off with?
I'm going to start with a song from Folk Songs and Ballads of Lancashire, compiled and edited by Harry and Leslie Boardman. I just do the Weaver of Wellbrook. So this was written by Ben Brierley, fantastic Lancashire dialect poet, one of the finer ones, if you ask me. The Weaver of Wellbrook. You can hear the hand loom in it. It's very good. Ye gentlemen all with your rounds and your packs, you may gamble and sport till your day boot, a quiet house nook, a good wife and a book is more to the likings of me. We may pickers and pins and me wellers to shins, me lindering shuttle and yellow, me treadles and sticks and me wear rope and bricks, what a laugh said the weaver of Wellbrook. I care not for titles, nor houses, nor land, or Jones, and ain't fitting for me. And give me a thatch wi' a wooden door, a latch, and 6 feet of ground when I dee. With me pickers and pins, and me wellers to shins, me lindering shuttle and yellow, me treadles and sticks, and me wear rope and bricks, what a laugh said the weaver of Wellbrook. Some folks like to stuff their old wallets with meat till they're round and as bras and as frogs. But for me, I'm content when I pay down me rent wi' enough to keep up wi' me clogs. With me pickers and pins and me wellers to shins, me lindering shuttle and yellow, me treadles and bricks and me wear rope and sticks, what a laugh said the weaver of Wellbrook. Then Margaret turned round that old humdrum wheel and me shuttle and fly like a brid. And when I no longer can use hand or finger, they'll say, well, I could when I did. With me pickers and pins and me wellers to shins, me lindering shuttle and yellow, me treadles and bricks and me wear rope and sticks, what a laugh said the weaver of Wellbrook.
I'm a born optimist. I think if you'd have done that another 20 verses, I'd have started to get half the chorus there.
I practiced that in my dad's car and he was absolutely fuming. He was like, can we not just listen to like Bob Dylan? I'm like, Dad, I need to nail this, it's for my career. You know, I don't want to work in the pound shop no more.
Did you
let
say,
me free, Trevor.
Did you say, can we not just listen to Bob the Builder?
Yeah, exactly. My dad's actually a 7-year-old boy.
Ah.
Little known fact.
How on earth do you get, you're 26, how do you get into this kind of singing? Where the heck does it all come from?
just total fluke. So I volunteered at Cheetham's Library because my nan was like, you know, come on, sort it out, do something. So I went there, and then they said, we've got these ballads in storage. Do you like local history? And I'm like, yeah, sure. My parents are both police, listen to like Brian Ferry and Leonard Cohen, so no folk whatsoever. I still don't listen to folk music, I'm not that into it. So I know it's funny, but it's very true. So I started volunteering at Cheetham's. Like, I thought, I'll be an archivist because they get paid loads, and I'm not very academic. So I'll just, they can't take experience away from me. So if I volunteer for 30 years, I'm going to be an archivist regardless. So that lasted like 6 months. And then I was just digitising these ballads. And then Jeremy Deller comes in and he's like, I hear you're doing these ballads. And I'm like, yes, so I am. And he's like, well, I want some of them for my new show, All That Is Solid Melts Into Air. And I'm like, great, who are you? Okay. And then, so we Google him before he comes in. And then me and Kathy are like... this guy's like an actual Turner Prize guy, and it's like, what does that mean, but cool, probably got money. And then, no, I'm joking, I'm just being stupid. So then he comes in and we pick out like 60 ballads for him, and he chooses like five, and I'm like, ah, that's annoying, but whatever. But so let me sing them, or like let me give a talk about them after the exhibition has launched. And he's like, okay. And then he's like, why don't you sing it on Newsnight? I was going to get that Kate Rusby. And I'm like, just get me in it. Just get me. Because I don't know who she was. I was just like, I want the gig. I don't know why. So I promised the Newsnight, and I've not really sang before, apart from to get out of PE at school. Like, don't really care about it that much. And then the camera was on me, and it was like Fly or Die, and it turns out that I flew. I was practicing. It was this song, The Prophecy for 1973, the most banal, dry song going, and the chorus is just gross. Like, oh dear, what things you'll see in 1973. Like, no one needs to be a singer to sing that. And the camera was on me, I sang it, and somehow people were into it, and then I got more work out of that, so that's how it happened.
Now you do lecturing on this subject, you do educational work, so you're kind of like, you're really entrenched into it.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to be left alone at this point. But people just keep
asking you to do stuff.
That's true.
So yeah. you've done stuff with Mark Radcliffe on the TV and...
Yeah, which is great because... And he gave me like 10 minutes on BBC One and it's like, yo, perfect. And my parents didn't really get what I was doing, so then for me to be on BBC One for 10 minutes is like, nailed it. Yeah, I got my parents' approval and people like that.
Well, you're on here for half an hour, so I mean... That's your dad was a bit ambivalent. He thought, no, I'm still listening to Bob the Builder. I'm not bothered about BBC One. The Youngins podcast.
Right?
All of a sudden, Bob the Builder goes out the window.
He's all over it, mate.
If he did go out the window, then Bob obviously will be able to fix it, so it'll be absolutely fine.
Did you do something with the Hairy Bikers as well, Jen? Did I read
that?
That's a very personal question. Wait for the book to come. How hairy were they?
I did something with the Hairy Bikers. It was about like the pubs that built Britain, and it was all about Peterloo. So I got my friend Ed Hall. He made me the replica banner of the Middleton banner, because I'm from Middleton. Way! And he made me the replica banner, and I sang in front of that in the Old Boar's Head, my local. Yeah, I had bright blue hair then, and I still get people coming up to me now being like, oh, do you sing them ballads? Because there's a girl that was on the Hairy Bikers, you know, she's got really short blue hair. I'm like, dude, that's me. And then they're just like, oh, and I'm like, who else would be doing it? You know, who else is doing it?
Well, that's exactly what we wondered, and we found out there wasn't anyone, so we had to make do with you. But what was it like with the Hairy Bikers then? Did they get into the whole Lancastrian ballad sort of thing? Did they take to it?
They were into it. Yeah. They both got like Latvian wives, and my family Lithuanian, so I was mostly going in about what houses in Middleton are owned by Lithuanians and like what they do and that. But they were cool about it. You know, I feel like that's their job to
did
be
they,
cool about
did
it.
Did they make you anything? Like cook you anything?
No. It was more of their, it was going on their history tangent as opposed to food tangent.
Right. Okay. Well, what kind of places do you normally play then? What's kind of
so
the
like
market for this?
So this week, let me tell you about my week. So on Monday, I'm in Donisthorpe, which is like near Tamworth and Leicestershire and all those kind of areas. So we're doing like a school assembly play type thing about the local heritage of the area, so like teaching primary school kids about their industrial heritage, making bricks really interesting. So we are teaching them this song by the Diagram Brothers called Bricks. It's like 1981 John Peel sessions, guys from Manchester, and it's like bricks, lay them down in a straight line, bricks, fill them into a wall, bricks. Every bricklayer does this, they're not expensive at all. Like, real good, like, new age stuff.
Are you singing songs?
And get all the kids doing that. Yeah.
Are you singing songs about bricks just to appease your dad? It's about building, Dad!
I hate this joke you're going with.
This is the theme.
I understand that it's the pretentious prerogative to
Who would have thought Bob the Builder would have made such an appearance? He does it every week. If you've not listened, Bob the Builder's always mentioned.
Right, okay, sorry. And then Tuesday I come home from there, and then Wednesday I was in Plymouth at this like academic conference, ended up in Cornwall for a bit because it was on this like weird estate. Not estate like round here, estate as in like posh estate. And my friends from Bangladesh came over. It's the first time in England, and they were like, wow, this house is really nice. And I'm like, everyone in England's house is like this. Everyone lives like this. They were like, really? And I was like, no. And then, so on Friday I left Plymouth. It was my birthday, yeah. On a 6-hour train, and then I had a 15-minute changeover, and then me and Ella went to York, where I had to sing for this artist's opening, Marinea Senator. She did something about the city of York, the York Symphony. So I had to sing for that, and then went to Pizza Hut. It was a great birthday.
What did you do there? Lancastrian ballads in pizza, wasn't it?
No, it was a stuffed crust pizza. Yeah. And then today's Saturday, so I left York this morning. Yeah, we left York this morning. I went to sing at Quarrybank Mill all day, saw my parents, picked up my birthday presents, including a £300 vacuum cleaner.
It's a heavy one. You'll never get any work done with that.
We don't mess about. We don't mess about. Compacts it into tiny bales, you know what I mean? And then I had to come here. I had to come here to do this. And then I've got a date at 10, so we best hurry up.
You've got a date?
That's right.
Oh, why don't you bring them here? That would have just been perfect. So, it's quiz time. So what did Jen do on Wednesday afternoon between 2:30 and 3:30? Who remembers? I think we should maybe do a little quiz. But before we do that, actually, I've had an idea for a quiz, which I thrust upon you about 5 minutes before we came on here. But for that, maybe have another song. What do you fancy giving us, Jen, before we do a little quiz and we'll get you off to your date?
Okay, then I'll do Pomona, because I feel like, why not? I mean, I'm moving to Todmorden on Tuesday. Yeah, I know. Ooh, my calendar doesn't stop. Nice.
I'm sandwiches forever.
That's exactly it. So I'm moving from Old Trafford, so I live near Pomona right now, so I feel like I should sing about Pomona. And a guy told us yesterday, actually, at this York opening, Pomona, there used to be like a restaurant-type club thing called Westward Ho. I'm so happy I remember that name. Which was an old aircraft carrier, and like it had three levels, like a restaurant, bar, and club. Pretty cool. Tell your friends, next time there's a pub quiz, get that on it. You'll win. So this is called Pomona. People know it as Lamona, but those people are stupid, honestly. Yeah. Because it's all about Pomona. It was written back then, anyway. So now I'll sing to you. It's about a maiden fair I met the other evening in the back of Albert Square. She'd a bright and roving eye. She was a charming rover, and we roved all night in the pale moonlight way down to Pomona. Chorus, if you fancy it. Way down in Albert Square, I never shall forget. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds on the evening. It was wet, 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 and her hung down in curls. She was a charming rover, and we rowed all night in the pale moonlight way down to Pomona. As we got in the Pomona. So basically, they've gone from Albert Square to Pomona, which is at best a £5 taxi ride. So he's tried to cheat on his own wife with his wife, and he's only got to get off with a fiver. Way down in Albert Square, I never saw one yet. Their eyes, they shone like diamonds, and the evening it was wet, 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 and her hung down in curls. She was a charming woman, and we rode all night in the pale moonlight, way down to Pomona. Thank you.
So I thought I'd, we've always, as I intimated before, do a little quiz. Now, reading your website, it says that you're a master when it comes
you
to...
You are such a liar. You've just made that up. No, I mean, I'm good at it, but I never say that I'd be a master.
Well, you probably got someone else to write it for you, didn't you? You've got your people to write it for you. you said you're pretty au fait then when it comes to the Lancastrian dialect.
Lancashire? I don't know what Lancastrian means.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Does that include the Lake District? I don't know. I've never been there.
It's like Lancastrian people say,
doesn't
it?
Yes, of course.
Yeah,
is that what it means? I don't know what it means.
Lancashire.
So it means Lancashire.
The Lancashire dialect.
Lancashire then, so
I mean, you're just confused. All right. Okay. We'll do a slick edit. The Lancashire dialect.
Thank you.
You're an expert at that. You're a master at it. You are the leading authority on Lancashire dialect.
Quote me on it. I am the master of the Lancashire dialect. I'm on that right now.
See, that's it. She's the master of Lancashire dialect, but nothing. You don't know anything about Lancastrian dialect, do you? So that's what we've ascertained here.
It don't exist.
So it is time. It's time to put myself, Michael Humes, and Sean Cooney to the test. We're going to have a little bit of a quiz. I don't know how many you've got for us, but we're going to have a little bit of a quiz. And we'll see who... I don't know if we're going to get any of these. So you've got to award
it. It's going
to
be fun.
You've got to award it to the person who is the most the closest.
What do we have to do, David?
I'm just about to say it. What we have to do is you have to give us a Lancashire word.
Yeah.
And we have to give you what we think it is.
Right.
Okay?
I'm ready.
All right, so you give us a word and we'll see if we can work out what it is, the three of us. Here we go.
Do we all say it at the same time, or do we... Is there a buzzing system?
No, we do it... let's do a buzzing system. A buzzing system. Good idea. Okay.
So, the word is bum baileys.
Bum baileys? Is that when you sit on a cocktail? That's when you sit on your drink. Oh, I've got a nasty case of the bum baileys there. I didn't realise it was there.
This could be like Profanosaurus on this.
Bum baileys, any ideas? You can't confirm, otherwise. I would say it's where you get, when you've got the runs.
Okay.
The bum baileys.
That's your answer locked in.
What? Yeah.
Next.
You got the runs, it's like it's come out like the bum baileys. Yeah.
Is it the red man?
I'll just take that answer impartially.
Okay,
and
Michael. What are you doing all the way over there? Wait for the microphone, Michael.
He's by the door.
Any ideas?
The tax collector.
So it's pretty the same here. I think you've had some help. What is it, Jen?
Well, the thing is, it's a bailiff. So he's neither, nor.
Ah.
It's called bailiff court. He will never find us.
Because we're right down in Cornwall when Mug slaps on windows. You know, there's a Wilmslow version of that song. We're right down in the basement with the precipitation on the casement.
I think you'll find it's where the residue precipitates as well. Oh, well. We have neutralised all our anthracite, all that remains is the residue.
Wow.
If the landlord's representative were to make an appearance, he would not know our exact location, because we are situated in the lower basement where the residue precipitates itself.
Oh, my God!
Okay. I see what's happened here.
Hang on.
Jen's just cancelled a date. she's orgasmic over here. Oh, top man of me. I just thought more about bum babies, right? Let's get the precipitation on that case,
right? Right, just right. I should tell you about what this fella's just been talking about. So does everyone know the actual song?
No.
We're right down in Cola, where Mug slaps on windows, with a used all on a call up, and we incinerate them to cinders. If Bob Bailiff calls, he won't know where to find us, cause we're right down in Colo where mugs, slaps and winders. Cups and saucers, plates and dishes, little black lads in calico breeches. Where's he been, lad? They're selling papers. Who's a for me, Uncle Willie? What's he gandy with a skinny out apney? Tied tail bugger he ought to dee. On the craft, where we play pitch and toss, and a copper come and chased us away. So I hit him on the head with a bloody big lump of lead, and the slimy little bugger ran away. Don't touch my silk dress, my mother can tell. My boots are guinea gold and yours are black lead. My bonnet is blue, my heart it is true, and I dare not be seen with such rubbish as you. That's that anyway.
Still nil, nil, nil. Okay, let's continue then. What have we got? What's next on the list?
Next one is to have the frimbles.
To have the frimbles. Is that when you got the runs?
Is it a tax collector?
The frimbles. Is that when you've kind of like got the shakes, maybe? Oh, dear, I've got the frimbles. I'm cold.
Okay, so okay, I'll take that right. Answer.
Go on then. What have you got, Sean? Is it shingles?
Oh, where to go, Michael? Okay. What are you going to go for? Michael?
Yes. He is there.
Inspiration.
Michael?
When you've got wind.
When you've got wind? What's a good one?
You lot.
Okay.
Nervous or uncertain.
Yeah. Ah, so it's me.
And the heebie-jeebies.
I'm the closest. I said the shakes
you
to
are,
me. Devon Eagle, 1-0. And that ends the quiz. Okay. Okay, 1-0 to me. Jen, any more for you?
Right, okay, so. Bout. As in, like, I'm better bout.
I bet about.
I'm better about. Don't I'm be bloody telling him.
I'm bet about. Oh,
no, like, I'm better about. I'm better about.
I am better about.
That's right.
I'm better about. Also, I am better off about. Without. Just means without. I'm better off without.
Okay, we'll lock that
what
in.
What are you going to say?
Look
Mr. Sean Kearney.
I'm
better about. I'm better about. I said you're better without.
You're better
I'm better
about.
Yeah. What? Well,
you can't agree. Come on. Well, yeah, you can't agree. It's a rubbish quiz, isn't it?
Yeah. I want to agree. Grapefruit.
I have to take your first answer. Right, come on, move
okay,
on.
Okay, Michael.
Is it I'm better than you?
Oh!
Okay, no, you're exactly right.
That's I was right! Better yeah, without! Exactly.
Yeah,
drink
yeah.
2-0! Can I make it?
Oh,
it's first, it's best, first of three. Oh, I go first every time?
Yeah.
Well, surely you can argue that puts me at a disadvantage. Okay. Well, you go first next then, Mr. Kearney. Okay, Jen, what you got for us?
Okay, so purring.
Purring.
Rubbish is this. Is it when you're in money?
Okay.
Pairing, okay. Mr. Kearney, Mr. Hughes.
Is it when you flirt or that you know you...
You sound like Vic Reeves, you.
What's on the end of that stick,
Michael? You're
Ah, when you're flirting. Okay. I'm just going to go for, like, I'm ticking on nicely. I'm doing well. Like, oh, I'm purring like an engine that's ticking over. I'm doing well.
Purring is clog fighting, so you're all stupid.
Clog fighting. So who got the closest there?
I think fighting. I did.
What, fighting with... did you say clog fighting? Like, fighting with clogs?
Have you ever heard of clog fighting?
No, what's clog fighting?
Wow, okay, so this is great. So, say, I'm working in the mill. You're doing me head in, mate. You're bugging me. So, I say, let's go on Oldham Edge. I'm going to have a regular up and down with you, which is a regular up and down fight, a clog fight. So you put on your neat clogs, you either wear them at neat or on special occasions, they're wrapped in silk on the mantelpiece, gorgeous. You take them out, you put them on, we meet on Oldham Edge, we've got one guy having a look at us, make sure we're not doing anything wrong, even though it's pretty barbaric as it is. So some people get naked, weird, other people just strip to the waist, and you roll up your pants, and basically, you just have each other's hands on each other's shoulders and just basically boot each other's shins till one guy falls.
Yeah, wow.
Fantastic. They used to say that miners...
Come on, let's see it again. Never mind the quiz.
They used to say that miners and weavers had shins like corrugated iron. And then you also had some guys, fantastic, extra, what I do basically, used to stick nails right out the toe. You could do anything, anything goes. And so half of these clogs, well, most of these clogs you can't find because a lot of people were buried in them.
I don't know what you're going to do, it's
yeah. When she says, if it goes well, she says, he'll be getting his odds, or she'll be getting up. When she says, oh, we're going to have a right good old up and down. We'll get the bloody shock of their lives, won't it? I've got my clogs on, what are you bloody doing? There's you and me, they're getting nailed.
Taxi.
Yeah. But I don't think it should be allowed. Stop all the clogs.
Punced.
Punced. Oh, so Michael, it's your turn to go first on punts. Give punts to punt.
P-U-N-C.
You're drunk.
Oh. Okay, drunk.
So
okay.
What do you want to go next, Mr. Hugh? Mr. Skinny?
When you're full.
I'm proper punced. punced. Happy. Like, I'm really punced. I'm really sort of amped up. Proper punched.
Carrying on with the violence theme, it means to be kicked.
To be kicked?
That's right. To punce him. I think clog fighting, punced him.
I'm knowing the first. So what was yours, Michael? What was yours?
I was to be kicked.
To be kicked. I don't think.
Well, that's what Vic Reeves said.
Go on, let's have one final one.
Well, let's have a very easy one that everyone will know.
Okay.
Crudel.
Crudel.
How do you spell it?
C-R-O-O-D-L-E.
A crudel.
Right. I can crudel.
Yeah. I can crudel.
Same thing. You crudel beautifully.
Is it right? Is that right?
The thing is, I'm just going to sing you this song now.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And you'll find it
Are you going to crudel this song? That's the question. We'll find out.
Is it possible? Let's find out. Mm. Yeah, it's right. Our bread among fills, but I'm lanky. There's no half and half about me. It's down in me granny's old Bible, both sides of the long pedigree. Well, I've no need to simper a sidle, nor finicky airs to pour on. I belong to Third Palatine County. I'm a straightforward Lancashire mon. I can crudel a tune they were singing, and watch fires were blazing on thills, when county men buckled their belts on, and dames wore their curls and their frills. I've a kist full of heirlooms in kitchen, and apple ashes and all mixed to dawn. I'm conceited to think as I'm English, but I'm proud I'm a Lancashire mon. We'll play none if out's to be mended. We're in vanguard if out's to be won. We parcel all work out for nations ere the world wackens up to what's done. Now there may be a shire, 'tis broader, but there's not but one county, just one. And king is a duke on that lanky, and there's nought licks a Lancashire mon. Thank you.
Oh, when you go into schools and you teach this stuff, how do you go about that? Is it like a mission that you want to try and get as many kids as possible to sing like you and to sing in this real sort of passionate style?
Get clogs lying on the national curriculum.
I'm more that way than the other way. I don't care if the kids sing it or not, you know, that's up to them, their people.
Yeah.
But I just feel like be interested in your industrial heritage, like industry school. Get into it, learn like a good craft and a good skill. Like, so when all this stuff dies down and like, you know, I'm poor when I'm 30, I just want to be a plumber because I've got a good idea, like clogs and clogs.
Oh, yes.
I want to learn a skill because I feel like this is like faffing about doing whatever, you know, this is fine for the time being, it's never going to last. So I want to be a plumber is the bottom line. So I just say to kids, get interested in a skill because you're going to have to use it later. But that's that, you know, I just think it's interesting at this point. Yeah, that's that.
Well, well, if you ever need any plumbing doing, we'll have to look out for you.
Well, give me a good 2 years to train, you'll be all right.
But do you have, is there a song that you would have which is like a traditional farewell song that you would always end things with?
Yeah, I do actually, yeah.
Well, you do? Okay, well, that's brilliant. I was hoping you would say, because it would be a bit rubbish if you went, no. Anyway, yeah. Goodbye, thank you very much.
Of which I can remember two verses, but the middle verse, you just don't care about that, don't worry about it. So
well, we're going to edit it out anyway, so it's fine.
Excellent. So this ties in very well with my religious beliefs. Now some folk will tell you that drinking's a curse, while others will tell you it's quite the reverse. Some people drink all the days to employ, some drink in haste, and some drink for joy. Some drink when they're christened, and some when they're wed. Some drink your jolly good health when you're dead. Some drink on all these occasions like I, for I drank at me birth and I'll drink till I die, and I means to get jolly well drunk, I do. I means to get jolly well drunk, I do. As long as I'm here I'll stick to me beer. Heineken, if you want, I'm on a pint. I need to get jolly well drunk, I do. I'll drink till the high price of coal becomes small, till ale and roast beef, they cost nothing at all. I'll drink till men have no more reason to strike, and man values work just as much as he likes. I'll drink till the law gives a man no denial for taking a wife for a month upon trial. Drink till the lords have to soak clean from dirt, and the young Prince of Wales has to wash his own shirt. And I means to get jolly well drunk, I do. I means to get jolly well drunk, I do. As long as I'm here I'll stick to my beer. I means to get jolly well drunk, I do.
Thank you very much to Jennifer Reed for taking part. Apologies for completely confusing you with the Bob the Builder stuff. But as I say, I genuinely thought you said Bob the Builder. It was only when listening to it back that I realised that you said Dylan. I think that'll do for a podcast. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back next week with something else. Well, it'd be a bit rubbish if it was the same thing, wouldn't it? Because, I mean, they're archived. You could just press play again. So I think we'll do something else. Little tip for any other podcasters there, any maybe new podcast upstarts. Try to do something different each week. Don't just repeat the exact same stuff. Absolutely pointless. Just, it's a waste of bandwidth, it's a waste of server space, and it's a waste of everyone's time. Well, we started with a bit of a media lesson. We've ended with one. It's been quite the podcast. Thank you very much for listening. Till next week, from me, David Eagle. Goodbye.
A man walk down before you call him a man. How many seas must a wife take before she sees him sad? Just how many times must a cannonball fly before this forever bangs? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind.